Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. One last sif about Lechi. I have a Lechi that's going alongside the side wall of the Mavi, on the inside of the Mavi, but it's going alongside the wall. So from inside the Mavi, it appears that it's just part of the wall, thicker wall. If you look on the outside of the Mavi, you can see that over there, the wall goes in, and that's Lechi. And this Lechi, it doesn't cover the whole length of the wall, but goes from the back of the Mavi, part of the way up to the front, on the inside, alongside the wall. So it's less than 4 amos, we can treat it as a lechi, and you could carry up to the front of the lechi, up to the end of the lechi. Mishnah Berurah explains, even though we're going to have Shem Shin Samachay, then we have two lechiyayim, between the two lechiyayim, you can mishtamish, that's still considered inside. Here, it's worse, because once you get past the end of the front end of the lechi, there's nothing connected to the lechi anymore. And therefore, you can't mishtamish past that. So up to 4 amos, if the lechi is up to 4 amos long, you could treat it as a lechi, and you can use that to yamater the malvi up to the lechi, up to the end of the lechi. But if it's more than 4 amos, so at that point already, it's no longer considered lechi, it's considered part of the kais de mavi, the walls of the mavi, because it's really attached to the kais de mavi, it's considered part of the wall of the mavi, so the mavi is just thicker in that spot, and then it does not work as a lechi, you cannot carry it all in this mavi. Sif Yadal, the Mechaber now introduces us another way to makshir a mavi that's part of one of the Ruch Vias. Besides the heter of lechi that we had, there's a heter of kaira. If you take a beam and you put it across the top of the wall of the mavi in the front, has to be on top of the walls of the Mavi, from one side to the other. That's another heter. Kara works because it's like a heker. It's a reminder that this is the end of the Mavi, and don't carry from here out to the street. Kara has to be on top of the walls of the Mavi. The Mechaber says if you take two pegs and you bang them into the ground, out to the Mavi, and you put the Kara across the top of them, that's not going to work, and that's going to be possible for a Kara. Because since the Kara, the way it's working, to Yimach the Mavi, is Misham Heker, it has to be Nikar that's coming to Yimach the Mavi, it has to be in the Chalal of the Mavi, and has to look as if it's like a mini tikra, like a mini ceiling, so to speak, or beam for the roofing of the mavi. That's the way it works. It has to be inside and cannot be on the outside. As opposed to Mishnah Berurah explains a lechi, that does not have to be inside. If it's right outside the chalal mavi, that could also be good, because that's good enough also. As long as nikar on some level it's coming to mamash mavi, it's good enough. The kara has to mamash look like it's fitting into the mavi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you put two pegs in the ground right outside the kara, the mavi, put the kara on top, even though the kara got kara, but still, it could potentially work out lechi. And the Shaar HaTzion points out that very often it could also be a Tzuras HaPesach if it's done the right way, because you have the kaira on top and the two pegs. Even with that, the two pegs could work out hechsher lechi for the mavi. Now, the Mechaber says in Sif Tezvav that the kaira has to be put there intentionally to mount to the mavi. It was not put there for that purpose, it was there for some other reason. Even if you decide in Erev Shabbos that you want to use it to, as a kaira to mount to the mavi, it's psula, it's possible, it doesn't work. The kaira is different than a lechi. Lechi works out mechitza, so as long as planting it, using it from Erev Shabbos, that's good enough. Mechitza stands by itself, also mechitza. Kara is wearing out heker. If it wasn't put there for that purpose, it's not a heker at all. And Mishnah Berurah brings from the Pirkei Avot, even the kara is 4 tefachim wide, still, it cannot work. It's still coming through. It's working out heker, and therefore it can't work. The Bir Lachli brings that it's not so simple. It could be in some cases, if it's 4 tefachim wide, then you can have a different heter, Pitikra Yavisaisim. We've mentioned in the past from Shin Samach Aleph, it used the heter Pitikra, and then even if it came there by itself, it could work. But to work out, in any case, if it's less than 4 tefachim, even if it's more than 4 tefachim, if it doesn't have the conditions that I need for Pitikra and has to work out heker, has to be that was put there, l'shem being used as the kara to mount to the mavi. Sif Tazayin, the Mechaber says, this kara that we said needs a shear, which we see Rav Mishem next to Sif Tazayin, since needs a shear, therefore it's made from Atzei Asher, it's possible. Since Atzei Asher, after you burnt, it's Ksusim Mikta Shira, it's considered as if it's made of Efer, made of ash, and doesn't have a shear to itself. Anything that needs a shear, Mishnah Berurah says, that if it's made of Asher, Shira doesn't have a shear, whether the past Dal Tvachim that we use in Sif Beis, Timat or Chatzar, or if you go with the Mechaber's opinion over there, you need a Tevach on one side, Tevach on the other side, in order to work out Shnei Pasim, as long as there's a shear that you're going to need, so then there's a problem with Susimich Lashir, which we have Atzei Asher. And Atzei Asher, Mishnah Berurah explains, means either a Yid worshipped it, even if it was Asher from a Goy, but Yid cut it down, and Yid took it in order to become his. So now it's a Vazara that belongs to a Yid, there's no way to Mvata, there's no Bittul, and there's a problem with Susimich Lashir, there's no way it could ever be saved. As opposed to a Vazara of a Goy, so then, and never was taken over by a Yid, so the Goy can mevatel it and make it no longer a Vazara, make it Isa Vazara, once it's a way to Bittul, so we don't take Susimich Lashir. Even before the Goy is mevatel it, we already say that it can be used for a kara if anyone needs a share. Since the guy couldn't move on to it, there's no ksus simich to shire. He does have potential, does have future as having a share, since so it could be mevatel. As opposed to if it was worshipped by a Yid, or even if it was a guy, but Yid was kainet, so now it's a vizar shire, there's no bittul anymore, and then it's ksus simich to shire, he can no longer use as a kara.